born in Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norel Toyota. Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Norel, we do appreciate your ongoing support, so thank you very much. On that note, as you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than I. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Julianne North Burke, and I'm the chair of the Imagination Library Wood Buffalo Foundation.
There we go. And we're just going to jump right into it. There's an event going on this weekend. So what is that event that's taking place?
It's going to be very fun, very exciting. We're having a storybook gala. There's 5 different events, great for all ages. And happening Friday night is the first one. We're having a dinner and dance for kids and adults. Right. And we're going to do that again on the Saturday night. And then we have 2 breakfasts, 1 Saturday morning, Little Bookworms, and Calling All Superheroes Sunday morning. And then we have a tea on Saturday afternoon for Prince and Princesses.
There we go. Now, unfortunately for the people watching at home, Friday night's already sold out.
Yes, Friday it's night done. Is sold out. It's done.
And so... there are still tickets available for the other events, but they are limited.
Yes.
So people need to get online like now as you're watching this episode. It's 10 o'clock on a Tuesday. They need to start like buying those tickets because there's not many left.
No, it's, the superheroes is almost gone. So that will probably be gone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's still some available on Saturday. It's
right.
going to be a lot of fun. We actually have a great guest who's going to be the MC at the event.
That is me.
All of these ticket sales are as filming, by the way.
What do you mean?
They're available as we film now.
Yeah, right now.
But as it airs, there could be more sold out.
Yeah, yes. 100%.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. Just letting the people know. So they
run, don't walk.
Yeah, that's right. They're like, you got to put a little bit of fire behind the people. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be the MC. You guys asked, it was funny because you asked me over a year ago to do this.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, no problem. I'd love to. Any support, like I'm a big supporter of you guys. I'll do anything other from sitting on your board. And, and then like, okay, well, can you be an MC? And I was like, yep, 100%. And I'm like, what's my time commitment? Like, oh, it's just going to be like an afternoon at the library, like an hour or two. I was like, okay, no problem. Cool. And then there was a phone call that, and I started looking at like all these names, Crystal Balsam and team. I'm like, wow, this is okay.
So then, as you know, our group is all volunteers.
That's
and
right.
We've been wanting to do this for a while. We thought we'd do a storybook breakfast, and then we were like, you know what, this is huge.
Yeah,
we need help. So we hired the Balsam Communications Group. They've been amazing getting this put together, the creative ideas. We've got some other partners that have come on, Cass and Nat for decorating.
Yeah,
Theater Just Because is going to be doing the acting and the characters.
Oh, very cool.
And we have the Armory Grill at the Legion is going to be doing the food.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
it's it's coming together.
It turned into more than just 3 hours.
It turned into more than 3 hours. We have Elder Robert Cree coming in on Friday night to do a blessing.
Oh, fantastic.
And Sunday morning he'll do a closing too. So that's really exciting.
Yeah.
The costumes are going to have prizes for costumes.
Okay.
It's going to be more improv dinner theater for the Friday and Saturday night, which is great for kids who've graduated out of the program.
Right.
All ages.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay.
My kids are very excited.
No doubt.
Yeah. There'll be a silent auction. We're still gathering silent auction items too, picking up around town. If anybody has anything they'd like to add, we can still do that. Reach out to us. We have our website, imaginationlibrarywoodbuffalo.ca.
Right.
And you go in and reach out to us through that.
Yeah.
Or Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook too. So.
And so what is the point of all this? What are you trying to accomplish?
2 things.
Okay.
1, the program is free to all families, but there is a cost. And it is relatively cheap. It is $3.55 per book for mailing per kid.
Right.
And we mail out all over. We've got from Fort Chip down to Conklin. So this is a fundraiser for us. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be matching all proceeds that will go to Birdies for Kids. And they'll match it 50%. So this can be a huge fundraiser for us.
Okay.
So that's a great part of it. And the other thing is that we have not fared very well in the RMWB with literacy rates. We're ridiculously low.
Really?
In 2014, the EPMAP showed that we are way below average in Alberta and in for Canada. So we since then have had a wildfire and a flood.
Great.
And a pandemic. So we don't think we've improved drastically through any of this.
Right.
So we're trying to normalize reading in families, making it part of your routine. There's so many benefits to reading to your child. Larger vocabulary, emotional maturity.
Right.
Just having that school readiness for when they get to grade 5. You know, you should start now. We're working with a lot of great local partners. I think Sherry's coming up in the show. We'll be talking a bit about that.
Yeah.
It's a great program. It gets mailed to your house. And, so these are the reasons why we're doing this.
Very cool. Yeah, no, it's an important thing. And we were talking a bit before. My little man, Keegan, he learned to speak really quickly. And that has a lot to do with his dad. I like to talk. But people used to always come up and say, like, you must read to your kid all the time. And I just looked at them and I was like, minimum once a day. But yeah, we read to him throughout the day. And people were just like, wow, that's so great. And I'm like, I just thought you had to do that. I didn't know, like, you didn't have to. But as he gets older, one of the fun things we're doing now, and I forget the movie and the book we just finished. I forget the title of it. It's The Mouse That Rides the Motorcycle.
Mouse and the Motorcycle.
Is that what it's
Beverly
called?
Clearly.
Oh, it and so like the they made yeah that's hilarious.
Hey, what's that book with the mouse on the motorcycle again? Yeah,
see, I should be a librarian too.
That's
right.
Yeah. The Mouse and Motorcycle. That's what it's called. But what we're doing now is we're finding books that have TV shows or movies. So we read the book with him.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then we can watch that one.
The book is always better.
Always better. And this is the thing. It is always better. And so, what's happening now? He's realizing that because we've done it a few times. We read I'm like, the grandfather moves in and steals the bedroom from the kid. And Robert De Niro made a movie about it recently.
Okay.
And so it's a really, I'm horrible with book titles. But the premise of the book is this young boy, his grandfather moves into the house and the grandfather takes his room. And so now they go to war with one another.
That sounds like a great
premise. It's a great book. It's a great book. And the movie's very good as well, but it's not as good. So we've done this with about 6 different books now. And this last one, because the movie for The Mouse on a Motorcycle is so old, it was made in the 80s.
Yep.
He's just like, this is not as good as the book at all. And so what we're trying to do with him is like, hey, listen, the books are always better. So like when you hear about like a movie being released, don't go watch that first. Read the book.
Absolutely. We do the same in our house too.
Yeah.
And teachers always know when you come to school. They know the kids who've been read to. Like, say, oh, we're doing story time.
Yeah.
You know, maybe half the kids will come over and they're, like, anticipating.
Yeah.
This is going to be exciting.
Yeah.
The other half are like, huh?
Yeah. So it's
and they're
a
like,
thing.
Oh, my kid has no attention. I'm like, no, they learn this. They develop bigger attention span by reading.
That's right.
Also, it expands their mind creativity and helps them problem solve. There's so many benefits.
Well, with the clips, like, with YouTube, it's just so... My child, like, it's funny, Keegan for years was like, Dad, can I watch YouTube? Dad, can I watch YouTube? And I was just like, I know you're not supposed to, but I got to feel like, and he is just, he's a good negotiator. He really, to say the least. So I had to think about it one day because I was just like, no, watch, like, I don't mind him watching stories, like, because I grew up watching TV, so I'm not going to say don't. But then with YouTube, one day I had to sit him down. I said, the reason I don't like you watching YouTube that much is because the majority of things you're watching on YouTube don't have a beginning, middle, and end, especially on kids' YouTube. You just get a clip of a show. And I'm just like, and when you watch it, you never actually find out what happens.
Yep.
And so that's why we don't like you to watch YouTube that much because it doesn't teach you how to actually tell a story. And even the clips that you're watching, you're just like, yeah, I'm over it, and you skip through it. So your attention span isn't there. And so that's detrimental to your learning.
Yeah.
And he computed like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
That's awesome that you explained that because so many kids would get that.
Yeah, and he got it luckily. And so now we still let him watch YouTube, like, because YouTube's awesome. I love it too. But, like, it's when I say no, he doesn't argue, like, why not? Like, you let me watch Disney Plus or Netflix. What is the difference? It's all on my tablet. He recognizes now, like, oh,
yep.
I need to learn how to, like, sit through 20 minutes. I need to learn beginning, middle, and end
yep.
of a story. So, yeah, it's tough, like, with kids. You got to be diligent.
Well, it's all of us. We're in that. And, yeah. like, I think the word you use quite often, go down the rabbit hole quite easily.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, time wasters and stuff. And I think a lot of us can benefit from that.
Yeah.
Setting a right. time limit, right?
You were telling me a cool little tip. You heard a rumor about the Tooth Fairy yeah. upgrading their skill set.
Yes.
Please share. Like, obviously, a child told you that Tooth Fairy dropped something other from money underneath their pillow.
So, yeah. So, he's been upgrading some of his stuff, and apparently, he's leaving books behind now.
That is, I think that's phenomenal. And, Tanner, you said, like, the Tooth Fairy, you heard a rumor that they might be dropping something off that you're aware of.
My Tooth Fairy used to drop me off toy cars.
So
very cool.
Then I got all my teeth.
There you go. So yeah. books, like I gotta make a phone call. I think that's a great, yeah. great upgrade from like the quarters or 50 cent
pieces.
To
know, the Easter Bunny always seem to know what you like too.
That's right. There you go.
You always got your faves.
So you've been here before, so you know about the segment called the Mac City Minute. Tanner's gonna ask yeah. you some questions. But before we get into it, we got to talk about the sponsor for this segment. It's McMurray Denture Center.
Okay.
I don't know if you know what McMurray Denture Center is or where they are, but they're located downtown Fort McMurray. They help with your teeth. They're not the dentists. They're denturists. So if you ever need to upgrade your pearly whites, McMurray Denture Center is the place to go. So there you go. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. What is one reason anyone will love the events that you put on?
It is Enchanted Forest theme. It's going to put your imagination on high alert. We did the walkthrough. It's going to be amazing with the decoration. The Legion's going to be transformed. And I think that's going to be the lasting impression with many people.
Question number two. What is your favorite memory involving reading?
Probably the togetherness with my family, you know, reading with my parents or different things, sort of having that closeness, especially end of day before bed, being able to like talk about your day and stuff. So I think that was always sort of the early memories for me.
Question number three. What is one book that you have read that has had the biggest impact on you?
Oh my, I have read thousands of books. Early on, I always wanted to be Anne of Green Gables, though.
Really?
And wanted to have a piece of land that had a little stream on the corner of it. And so that was something that left quite an impression on me as a kid. Nice. Little House on the Prairie. Okay. I love to be transported to all these different places. So.
Question number four. If you could sit down and read a book anywhere in the world, what book would that be and where would you read it?
Whoa.
Good question.
Yeah. Oh, you've drawn a blank for me.
that's a fully loaded question there.
For whatever
Wait
reason.
Wait till the next one.
Okay. A jungle book in a jungle, I guess. It just popped in my head. I don't know why, but.
There you go.
It seems fitting.
Yeah.
That would be cool, yeah.
And your final question. If you could go out to dinner with one book character and ask them anything, what character would that be and what would you ask them?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. What a stumper. Tanner, you're getting, like, you've always been great with these questions. I've got to give you credit, but, like, you're really coming into your own with these questions.
It's because I'm, like, running out of questions, and so I'm getting extra creative.
There you go. Yeah.
Right off the bat would probably be Harry Potter. I was fascinated. I worked in a bookstore at the time when the books became huge. We used to have Harry Potter parties at the midnight release, and just thinking that kid growing up, of course, put yourself in their shoes, growing up with all that pressure and not knowing and overcoming.
Yeah.
So what would you ask them?
What would I ask them? I don't know.
Yeah.
How did you survive it all?
There you go.
And those have been your five questions.
Yeah. You want to know something that a friend of mine brought up one time about the Harry Potter series, which I thought was hilarious to think about it like this. And this might be controversial, but it isn't. But in today's age, who knows? But they celebrate Christmas. in Harry Potter. I've never read the books. I've seen two of the movies.
You'll have to do those with your son.
Yeah, well, he's going through it right now, and yeah, I've been, it's him and his mom's thing. I've been listening, and yeah,
on tape, I guess, are amazing.
Yeah, my sister made me watch two movies with her, and I didn't find the movies engaging at all because I watched them like literally last year. So yeah. I'm like, they're not that good. She's like, yeah, you gotta when it gets like the fifth movie, it gets really good. It's like, I'm not investing this type of time. So, but a friend brought up that they celebrate Christmas in the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
And Jesus is like part of Christmas.
Yes.
Now Jesus performs miracles.
Yeah.
So, and in regards to the miracles that Jesus performs, they're pretty like low key based on what's happening like in Hogwarts.
Yeah.
So like, but you're not allowed to do your magic outside of
the mortal world.
So like, was Jesus the guy who was just like got out and just was performing like low key magic tricks? And if so, wouldn't everybody at Hogwarts be mad at him for like coming out? I was like, what a weird thought process to like throw into the Harry Potter universe. But
or they could just be thinking, you know, like, hey, let's adapt this cool holiday, because I'm pretty sure you celebrate like a lot of holidays that you have no business celebrating.
That's right.
Like, you do St. Patrick's Day, you go and drink.
Yeah, I married into the culture.
Yeah, but you married in.
Yeah.
That's not your... on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. I did.
There you go.
There you go. You're not anywhere close to being Latino.
Yeah.
So, no, like...
Kind of close.
Yeah, so it's like... you, just because you look that way doesn't mean you are.
That's right.
But
yeah,
you can celebrate things that have nothing to do with anything.
Well, this and I think true. For that, she's trying to show a world...
Yeah.
That's there, right? She wrote these in London or...
That's right.
Ireland? Scotland. She wrote these in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Yeah.
And I think it's just trying to show and then just think there's this other world.
World,
there,
I know.
Right? So that would be the culture in Edinburgh, right?
Yeah. She's amazing in regards to... I think anybody who can write a fictional book is just like next level creative.
She was turned down multiple times by publishers.
Like hundreds of times.
I don't know, quite hundreds, yeah, but like dozens of times, yeah, and then someone went and took a chance on it. Like, can you imagine those other ones, like, just kicking themselves?
That's right. It's crazy, though. Think about that. Like, to create a whole universe is just crazy to me.
My in-laws, they did the Harry Potter with their daughter. It was older when she was coming out, like, probably, like, junior high school, but they used to do them on road trips when they were going camping.
Oh,
and stuff.
Nice.
So then the whole family, and, of course, then they only started and stopped when they were driving or whatever, but they really enjoyed it. And
yeah. There's certain books, like, when Keegan was growing up, anything by Robert Munch, obviously. I love the the Berenstain Bears, like, because they're series, so you get to learn the characters and grow with them, right?
Yep.
You ever hear that? Battle, is it the Berenstain or Berenstain? Like, they changed it, but like the Mandela effect on it.
Oh, no.
No, there's like this, you know what the Mandela effect is?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a whole Mandela effect on whether it's the Berenstain or the Berenstain Bears.
Okay.
And like everybody remembers it spelt and made a different way, but like you can't find anything of it like that now.
That's right.
The whole Mandela effect thing.
Interesting. But yeah, certain books on road trips or just like bedtime, you like get into whatever the series is. I was chatting with one of your other colleagues and I was telling them about like my son, because I have like a bookshelf at home with all of the books that I've read in the past before I was audibling it, and one of them is like the Lord of the Rings series, and he's just like, oh, I want to read that. I'm like, you're too young, it's too scary. Young.
I love the Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Wasn't crazy about the Hobbit.
Well, you're going to get in trouble. I thought my comment was going to be controversial. Uh-oh. Yeah, I just randomly as a kid saw the Hobbit, like read, no, I saw there was like Hobbit cartoon back in the day. Like, and so I saw that, then I read the book. And so then I read it in sequential order. But
the movies were coming, so I read Lord of the Rings.
And then you went backwards.
And then went and did The Hobbit. And then I was just like, no it's not the detail of the Lord of the Rings.
That's right.
Stuff,
you
right?
are right. So then, yes. I would agree. But if you're at home, you should start at The Hobbit and work your way up. But yeah, like going backwards is, just it doesn't hold up. It's like, it's not as, well, it's not as long for one. Like The Hobbit, the book is definitely
dramatic. It's like a really long poem, isn't it?
Yeah. Like it's not what... Rodol?
J.R.
J.R., thank you, Roland, there we go. Like, he definitely upped his game
That is one of the movies, though, that was done quite well.
Tolkien. Not Roland.
There you go.
Did I say J.R. Tolkien?
No, he said J.R. Roland.
Yeah.
Mixing book authors.
That's right. But, I can't wait till Keegan starts to read those books. But at seven years old, I'm like, buddy.
When he wrote those about war, right?
That's right.
That's pretty cool. When you sit there and tries to think about that time, like World War One and World War Two, I think it was.
Yeah, that's right. He created like a whole.
And that's totally what the books are about.
That's right.
Fantasy. That's right. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, listen, Tanner's hit the watch a few times for me, so we went over. I know that. But
I was only tapping to make sure you seen. We're at 2029.
Oh, we're 2029. Oh, wow. Way over. That's okay. That's
no, 20 minutes and 29 seconds.
Oh, sweet. There, we're right on time.
There you go.
So, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. I have an idea of what you're going to do, but you got the mics, the camera, and the lights. Have fun.
So come out this weekend and spend our time at the Storybook Gala. Friday night is sold out. Sunday's almost gone. There's still tickets left for Saturday. I'm going Saturday night with my family. We're dressing up as something really fun. Oh. Love to see you there. And can't wait to see the actors.
There we go. All right. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go out and get those tickets. You got to do it quick. You're seeing this in live time. This is Tuesday. They might be gone by this evening. So go out and get those tickets. Everybody else, hope you're having a great day. And I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hey, guys. Karam here with McMurray Dental Center. A lot of people are surprised to hear this, but I'm born and raised here. So is this company. We're local, just like you. Come on in. We'll help you out.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.